This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, ticket text rolling in. Bad take on Damian Williams. Any read back has succeeded. Hunt was overrated. It's all system. Well, we agree to disagree. And while I can absolutely say you're correct, Andy Reid does a great job with running backs, to say that Kareem Hunt is overrated, I'm sorry. Kareem Hunt, as a three-down running back, receiving, blocking, rushing, he was phenomenal. That's not all system. It's just not. They identified a mid-major player with major talent. So Damian Williams, to me, at 27, for the first time in his career, is going to have to be a starter. I just have doubts. That's all. Why are you guys not talking Tyreek Hill? I want to hear what the deal is. Well, John, I'm glad you said it. I'm getting to it now. And a number of people upset that I said Devontae Adams could be the best receiver in football. Well, too bad. It's the truth. I mean, who else have the Packers had the last couple of years that mattered offensively? And yet, there's Devontae Adams doing his thing. To me, your top receivers in football, DeAndre Hopkins, Devontae Adams. You could say Odell Beckham Jr. if you want. I'm cool with that. But I mean, guys, Devontae is really good.
Michael Thomas.
You could put Michael Thomas there. I wouldn't be angry about it. It's not a hill I'm dying on. I'm just saying. I think the guy goes a little bit unnoticed, but Devontae Adams is fabulous. All right, the Tyreek Hill stuff. Look, I just don't know what I don't know anymore. I don't understand what the rules are anymore. And I understand that Tyreek Hill is not being charged, right? That the prosecutor said that a crime was committed, but they couldn't determine who committed it. The audio seemed very suggestive at best that Tyreek Hill was the one who did it, where the mother of his child had said, well, look, why does he say daddy did it? No three-year-old would lie. Again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how that works. I'm just telling you this. I have been under the presumption all spring Tyreek Hill was not going to be in the NFL. And it comes out today that the National Football League is going to take no disciplinary action. Now, here's all I'll say to you. There has to be a better way. And what that way is, I don't know. But on one hand, you've got Kareem Hunt out for 8 weeks. And we had a piece of video, and a video is not a good look. But it is also a far cry from breaking the arm of your child in a child abuse situation. Now, all I am saying is this. It is very difficult for me to see one guy skating with nothing and the other guy's career imploded and an 8-game suspension and may never play. I mean, there is still no guarantee he even makes the Cleveland Browns. Let's be very clear about this. I need a middle ground. I need to find a consistency here. The problem is the NFL doesn't have subpoena power. The NFL is not an investigative arm. The NFL attempted to talk to Tyreek Hill's child's mother. Guess what she did? She refused. She refused. Tyreek Hill sat and was interviewed over an 8-hour period with NFL investigators. So they got his side of the story. They didn't get her side of the story. They have no way to get her side of the story. I don't know what to do. You are innocent until proven guilty. And we have to live by that. If we don't, we live in a very dangerous place. It's called Russia. And I don't want to live in Russia. So what do we do? I don't know. And I'm man enough to tell you that. I don't know. I don't like the NFL putting its nose into the legal system. And I've said that before. I'll say it again. I don't want the NFL playing Sherlock Holmes and Inspector Clouseau. But yet, I do feel a little bit unsatisfied here because I go, wait. Every sign pointed towards Tyreek Hill doing something wrong. Here's the problem. There's no charges. The prosecutor couldn't pursue this. See, it was the middle ground. The prosecutor knows that someone, either the baby's mother or the baby's father, broke that kid's arm. They know it. They said it. A crime was committed. But we don't know who did it. Which is completely opposite of there was no crime committed. A crime was committed. Child abuse happened. But do you want to attempt to take this to court with that piece of audio as your only case? Guys, I'm not a lawyer, okay? It's clear. If our legal friends would like to call, please do. So here's my question. Are you comfortable existing in this space where if a player doesn't go to jail or a player doesn't get charged, we sit back and do nothing? Because I almost think we have to be. We have to be. Because I don't have an alternative. And while I can want a middle ground, while I can feel in my heart Tyreek Hill did something wrong, the justice system can't be about feelings. It can't be about emotions. It's got to be about evidence, a burden of proof, reasonable doubt, right? The terms we all know from Law and Order. Well, from a legal standpoint, it doesn't sound like we've got the juice to nail Tyreek Hill. So even though we think we know that we think we feel he did something wrong, we have to almost say, okay, well, I got to put it aside, and now he's going to play for the Chiefs this year. The same way that Zeke Elliott probably never should have been suspended because you didn't have a legal case. You had things that seemed like and sounded like and pointed towards something, but we didn't have a case. So I don't know if I've articulated this appropriately, and I'm more than happy to deal with your criticism if I didn't. But isn't this how the NFL has to move forward? That if the legal system can't get it done, then maybe the league just needs to not even try? Because I don't want to live in the place where the legal system doesn't get it done, but then the league tries to be better at it than the police? 248-539-9797. David, where are you at?
You're exactly right, because when I first saw this today, the first thing I thought was, this is the only thing the NFL could do. Because when you look at the statement, it says that they could not get the court records because the court records are sealed. Well, if the NFL can't get that, they don't have subpoena power, they can't get her to talk, there's nothing they can do. Because you can't go out there and suspend the guy even a game just because it looks like he did something, because you can't get in that business. And the NFL needs to get out of the business of investigating. They need to just end it altogether. Because they do this, and then you got the arbitrary numbers of, okay, 2 games here, 4 games here, 6 games here. And at times, there are similar crimes. Zeke Elliott was investigated just recently again for getting into it with a security guard and assault and all this. He didn't get suspended, but I believe just a week after that announcement, there was a player that did get into an assault situation with a police officer or security guard that was suspended.
The inconsistencies kill me.
Yes.
But I don't know what to do.
There's nothing they could have done here. They did what they could do.
Like, I know I don't want Roger Goodell as the czar.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't want to live in Russia.
Yep.
I know I don't want inconsistencies. So I have to be comfortable with player is accused of something heinous, but we're going to play him while the legal process plays out.
Mm-hmm.
And if an organization wants to live in some morally superior universe where they suspend anyone accused, which I think is dangerous ground.
It's very dangerous.
Fine, but as a league, we're not going to jump in.
Yes.
If Tyreek Hill was going to get popped, he gets banned for life.
Yep.
But it isn't happening. And I, look, you know the big reason? I tell you the big reason. It's because for whatever reason, she didn't want to talk.
Yes.
And I know what road I could go down there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to do that either because it borders on being slanderous.
Yep. And here's another thing also that was in the statement. If you pay attention to it, they said that it still can be opened
with additional information.
Exactly. So they're not completely done with it. If the prosecutors find more information enough to charge him, then the NFL will reopen it. So they're not completely done. They just can't do nothing right now.
And how about this? And again, 248-539-9797. Where are you at as an NFL fan on this stuff? But how about this? This is Tyreek Hill's contract here. Now, how the hell do you pay him? Knowing that at any point, information could come out that could lead to him getting banned for life. You're talking about a $100 million decision. It's a total mess.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.